It's February and footy is back in the hammer. I, as you may be able to tell, am very excited. So much so that I hustled down to Tim Hortons Field to take in training on Monday, February the 5th. I was not disappointed. The boys looked sharp and ready to play. The chatter on the pitch was fired up, and despite the chilly environs, so was I. A couple members of the team were kind enough to chat after practice. So here we go. First up, Jordan Hamilton. Hey, this is the Hammer of the Sparks, having a quick word with Jordan Hamilton after training today. Jordan, how you feeling?
Feel great, feel fit, ready to go.
Fit and ready to go, that's what we like to hear. It's a little cold out there. Did that affect the training today?
I mean, I think we're used to it as Canadians, but yeah, it was cold today. But luckily, we have some gear to protect us.
Now, you ready for the team tomorrow? Ready to play Chivas?
Yeah, Wednesday, yeah.
Wednesday, sorry, I'm ahead of myself.
No worries, yeah, of course. The team's ready. We had a good training camp in Mexico, and coach has us well prepared with a solid game plan, so we just need to implement it.
Fantastic. How do you lean on your experience having played in this kind of tournament, these kind of big games, and against this team?
Yeah, you know, it's just another game for me. Obviously, it carries a little bit more weight, having lost the final to them before, so I'm just looking for to put a good performance in and hopefully get a result at home and take it from there.
That's it. First step, right? Get that result at home and then go down there.
Yeah.
See what happens. Thanks for taking the time to talk
to us.
Good luck, man.
Thank you.
It's always great to hear from a player who knows what's at stake. And Jordan has a little extra hunger on a team full of desire to make history in the Champions Cup this year. Next up was a moment with a fan favorite, club OG, and newly minted marksman, with a bonus moment from the coaching staff. The one, the only, Dom Samuel speaks to the Hammer of Sparks. All right, Hammer of Sparks, having a quick word with Dom Samuel after training. Dom, how you feeling?
Good. Very good.
Excited for this big game coming?
Always. It's CONCACAF nights at Tim Hortons Field. What more can you ask for, right?
It never gets tired?
No.
So, you guys went down to Mexico, had a good training camp. How did that go?
It was good. It's tough. Two sessions a day, four games against some good competition.
You know, you almost started a riot back here in Hamilton.
Almost. It was a weird goal, to be honest. Very weird. But, nonetheless.
You take them any way they come, right?
Yeah.
All right, on.
Definitely.
How are you feeling for the big game on Wednesday?
Good. Yeah. I feel like the team is ready. We've gelled. We're like, as soon as we got back, we've been buzzing for the last like 4 days.
I was just watching training here, and it seems like mid-season. You guys are out there firing. The chatter is on. Everybody's got the touches. Yeah,
it's good.
You guys are ready to play.
Yeah.
Right on.
Good
to see you.
He got his first goal.
I heard.
They almost rioted back here.
We were ready for it. The city almost blew up.
I'm ready for it.
This year.
This is the time. I'm hoping that was just a little preview of what's to come this season,
right? Definitely.
And stepping a little bit, not to get ahead of ourselves, but what are you thinking about the CPL season this year? How excited are you to get that started as well? Playing on two fronts is always tricky, right?
I'm excited. I've been seeing a lot of movement within the league. You know, York is just making all these signings from, like, Mexico and wherever else.
Picking up that local rivalry.
Yeah. Ottawa's making some good signings. You know, so teams are kind of stacking up,
right?
And it's just it's gonna be a grind again.
Again, right?
As always, yeah.
Hey, Dom, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
No problem.
All right, man. Talk soon.
All right.
A big thank you to Jordan and Dom. So that's it for the snack size edition of the pod. It was awesome to be in the stadium watching Coach Bobby and his staff put the boys through their paces. And I'm not finished being starstruck yet. I missed out on a couple more quick sound bites just because I was happy to be shaking hands with guys I've been watching for the past few years as they stepped off the pitch. To be honest, having Schwanier or Alex Achinadi Janssen notice you and come over is a bit off-putting, even though they are kind to every single fan that they meet. But today's big shout-out goes to the pros that cover our league. Seeing Charlie O'Connor and Benedict Rhodes doing their thing was more inspiring than intimidating. And seeing the casual way that a veteran like Steve Milton puts players and coaches at ease was really, really cool. Also, getting to bend the ear of Christian Jack was a bit unreal as well. That he knew my name? Full on tingles. And I don't care who knows it. With all that's going on in the CPL media circles right now, I feel like an appreciation for the people making a living on getting us the stories, stats, and news of the CPL is more important than ever. RIP One Soccer. Till next time, Earthlings, the Hammer of Sparks is out.